Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, it's Friday and the market's looking ahead to a three-day weekend. Historically, trading volume would be lighter as traders would leave the trading floor early. That's not the case anymore with electronic trading. Volume generally continues to remain strong. However, there could be some liquidation of positions prior to the weekend and also due to it being the last day of to trade for the month. The trading range of cash cattle widened a bit with prices in the south from 116 to 120 and in the north from 187 to 192. As with cattle, it is the day before a three-day weekend, and it's the end of the month, which may have some influence on hog trading as those traders close out their books. Even though weekly export sales were good, futures struggled for a period of time before closing slightly higher in most contracts. China was the second largest buyer, indicating they're still not backing away from market, even though their internal hog prices are declining. Now on the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading down about 5 cents early today, finding early resistance from its 100-day average at $6.31, but also holding on to most of yesterday's 27.5-cent gain. Friday morning's weather map is mostly dry for the southwestern plains, but not for long, with heavy rain amounts expected Sunday into early next week. There is a risk of getting too much rain, though, in some areas, and flood warnings are already posted for eastern Oklahoma and southeastern Missouri. July corn's trading up 1.25 cents early today, holding the gain from yesterday's limit up move, with traders keeping an eye on Friday morning temperatures in the northern corn belt. North Dakota especially is off to a tough start in 2021, with extreme to exceptional drought covering much of the state, and now have young crops threatened by freeze warnings that also reach into northern Minnesota. July soybeans trading about a half penny higher early today, protecting yesterday's 33.5-cent gain and facing the same risks in northern states as described above for corn. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, live cattle futures at the close. June live cattle down 10 cents, 116.35. August up 10, 119.42. August feeder cattle down 235, 152.85. September down 227, 154.82. June hogs up 45 cents, 115.72. July's up 30 cents at 116.70. Kansas City wheat, the July up 27.5 yesterday, 626.25. September's up 27.5 at 633.75. Chicago wheat, July up 27.75, 676.25. September's up 27 cents, 679.5. July corn up 40 cents, 664.5. September's up 38.25 at 585.5 penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.